And hello again, everybody. Mike Salmon alongside Ryan Sowers, Amanda Pierce also. We are broadcasting live from the 2020 Run the Reagan here on Business Radio X on a cold and windy day, but the sun is out. Hey, it's great weather if you're a runner.
It is. Mike, although we're not running today, we're bundled up as can be. The crowds are just growing because we will be nearing it. It was at 11 a.m., the 5K. This race, is that right? We've already had a big day, and we're recapping for you.
Yeah, the 5K's at 11 o'clock. And by the way, okay, now we are here with the wind. We had to bolt the canopy down earlier.
Mike had some car damage. We've got a tent flying through the air. But this is called gutting it out.
Okay, but here you are with your Our Town magazine.
Yeah. You got Our Town going out magazine. He's so mad at me. He's like, why are you putting a pile that keeps blowing up?
You're trying to put a pile of magazines on the table in 50-mile-per-hour gust of wind.
I mean, it is so stupid. Here. I mean, if Amanda was here to video this, she'd be like, this is so dumb.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me the microphone. Right. Go ahead and get the pile fixed up again and get that weight on it, and then we'll go ahead and give the mic back to you.
All right. Well, I wanted him two piles, and Mike is just not a fan of me doing this. So, but what's cool today is the beneficiaries of this race, and bear with us because we literally have a...
It's funny. When we're not on the air, it does not blow.
It is unbelievable. Man, yeah. But the beneficiaries of this Run the Reagan race include the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op, the Lilburn Cooperative Ministry, and the Brookwood Schools Foundation. We're about to bring some more guests. There's Amanda. She's going to get a good video of me holding these stupid magazines. And Mike,
is it not unbelievable, Amanda?
Man, she's so mad at me for doing this. He says, I want to take a video of you holding your magazines in a windstorm.
The wind doesn't blow until we go on the air, and then it picks up.
Hello there.
Joining us from the right at home is Francine Oglesby. And Francine, we're going to give you a microphone right there. And thank you for joining us. Tell us what you're doing out here today.
Well, we do in-home care for seniors and disabled adults. We have about 130 CNAs, certified nursing assistants, that go in the home and actually help with activities of daily living.
Awesome.
Also, just won the best of the best.
Nice.
For Gwinnett County, so we're real proud of that.
And you guys have a tent out here today?
We do.
Is your tent flying through the air, too?
It's the orange one right over there. You can't miss it.
Yeah, I see it. You got the Parkview colors.
Oh, I thought that was a Parkview colors. That orange stands out in the crowd.
Parkview's over here, the blue.
Oh,
the blue.
Okay. I like that color. You can't miss that tent,
folks. You can't miss ours. That's why we are orange and teal.
The orange and teal. Well, that is some great stuff. Now, have you been at the Reagan before in past years?
We have. This is our third year.
This is unbelievable.
Year to be a vendor. And actually, I know it's cold today, but actually last year it was a little bit colder. And we weren't quite as prepared, but this year... At least we knew what to wear and how to dress.
You knew how to...
I dressed in about four layers. I have, garments underneath here. I am dressed in four layers. And I'm still cold.
Well,
me too.
I tried to bring some coffee over here, and Mike's getting a little mad that I'm going to... It's literally...
It was a matter of time before that was going to blow over.
It is.
This is a first, Ryan. I've never done a broadcast in a windstorm like
I mean, this is unbelievable. We're trained to handle whatever throws at us, and when we talk about that. But I bet this is the windiest event you've been at in the last 3 years.
Actually, last year was actually colder.
Was it colder? Okay.
Than we were out here last year.
But it's not raining today, so we're thankful.
At least knew how to prepare.
Absolutely.
And how to put on, three or four layers and to stay a little warm.
Yeah, I decided to button this up. It was getting a little chilly. So, we'll say one more time because we'll get it out to your name, your organization.
It's Right at Home.
Right at Home.
In home care for seniors and disabled adults.
Wonderful. And how can people contact you?
Call.
Your website or call? Or?
Our office, we're nationally, but our office covers 11 different territories, 11 different counties. I cover the east side, and we have another marketer, and he covers the south side.
Okay.
And the website is rhaeastatl.com.
Yes. RAH stands for Right at Home, East, EAST. ATL for Atlanta.com.
Great. Francine Oglesby from Right at Home, in-home care and assistance. Thank you for taking a few minutes to come on by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to thank Amanda for helping bring the folks over here as well. As Ryan grabs all his magazines that are flying all over the place once again. Again, a lot of stuff going on. Even if you're not a runner, come on out. Bring your kite for sure. You'll have a lot of fun. The half marathon is going on as we speak. The 10K kicked off about an hour ago. And we've got a one-mile fun run that'll be starting in just a few minutes. The 5K will start at 11 o'clock this morning, as will the 5K walk and run. So we're going to take a quick break and batten down the hatches one more time, come back with a lot more interviews. We're broadcasting from the 2020 Run the Reagan in Snellville. We'll be here until noon today here on Business Radio X.